Things were going better for Physca Longtooth than he had imagined they would. Suddenly, the Golden Fox had more beasts under his command than ever before in his infamous career. He had two things to thank for this stroke of fortune: the death of Stringle and his own powers of eloquence. That, plus the fact that brown rats were not the smartest of vermin. Without a leader, the brown rat horde were fish out of water. Once the word got round that Stringle had been slain, the brown rats did what they had always done: sat and waited for some beast, usually Grunt and Curdly, to galvanise them back into action. Stringle had been Curdly's sole leading officer. Now that he was gone, the brown rats were waiting for some beast to tell them what to do. Physca was quick to realise this. He delegated each of his crew to act as group leaders. As tawdry as they were, the seafaring vermin looked superior to brown rats, who were little better than primitive savages with their paint-daubed fur and stone-tipped clubs or spears. Physca sent his crew among the horde to order, not invite, all brown rats to a meeting with him in a clearing west of the plateau. Wielding the sword of Martin in one paw and carrying his mason chain in the other, he watched them file silently into the woodland clearing. They outnumbered his crew by at least 6-1. The brown rats seated themselves on the sward, whilst the Blood Gullet's crew stood around behind them on the fringe of the gathering. The Golden Fox took the floor, smiling as he made his address, his quick eyes watching every beast closely.
"I'm Physca Longtooth, captain of the Sea Raiders. I'd just seen your captain Stringle killed by that lot up there. Bunch of cowards. Wouldn't come down and fight proper. Slayed poor Stringle with an arrow from far off, just when we'd reached an agreement."
Physca paced up and down, eyeing the silent rats, waiting for a reaction. They stared dumbly back at him. He put a paw to the side of his mouth, as if imparting a secret.
"Aye, an agreement. And you know what it was?"
There was still no reaction, so he continued dramatically.
"That we all join together in one big horde to defeat that lot up there. Me and Stringle were the commander together, but now that your captain's been murdered, yous'll have to take orders from me. Unless you've got another captain."
Sticking the sword point down into the soil, Physca draped the mason chain around his neck, allowing his gaze to range over the assembly. A voice spoke out.
"What about Grunt and Curdly? He's our chief. Stringle always waited for him before doing anything."
The speaker was a big, lean, tough-looking rat. Physca began moving through the seated throng towards him.
"What's your name, mate?"
The brown rat met the fox's stare.
"Gerber. Me name's Gerber."
Physca stopped in front of him.
"Well, let me tell you something, Gerber. Your captain Stringle was waiting on the big chief. Aye, waiting while yous brown rats was getting slayed by those stripehounds and shrews atop of that rock. But Stringle couldn't stand to lose no more, mate. He got tired of waiting for Curdly. That's why me and him made the agreement, see?"